Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Allison Ray, who's Director of Marketing with Floor Expo, also known as the FEI Group. Allison, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp.
I know you had a meeting 3 weeks ago down in Atlanta at the new Lowe's Hotel, and you had your membership group down there. For those that may not know, Floor Expo is a group of flooring contractors that are focused in the builder and multifamily markets. And as the director of marketing, you were meeting with them on different ways of raising their visibility, right?
That's exactly right.
Most of the, when they promote themselves, it's mostly on the web, isn't it?
It is. It is. And what we did this year was a little bit different. You know, last year I talked more about search engine optimization and organic search rankings and that sort of thing. And this year I did something that was back to basics, if you will, marketing 101. I feel like marketing tends to be somewhat nebulous lately, especially with the advent of social media. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's my job as the director of marketing here to make marketing seem a little less esoteric. And I felt like if we focused on where members were spending their marketing dollars and sort of gave a case study of whatever other members were doing, that would be a really good session. So that's what we did.
Okay, so they're learning from each other, and most of the dollars they spend to promote themselves, again, this is B2B, is on the internet in their own website. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, the answer to the question that I'm asked most often, you know, where are folks spending their marketing dollars, the answer is overwhelmingly online, and specifically they're investing in their websites. And the reason for that is because they know that their customers are going to do their research online before they make a single phone call or get in the car and drive anywhere. I think it's something like 97% of consumers are researching products online now. Mm-hmm. So I'm thrilled that this is where folks are investing their money.
Okay. And you just used the word consumer, and even though this is B2B, define what you meant by consumer.
Consumer for the folks that do retail business, because we do, as you know, we have a handful of folks that do that. But I also mean builder customers and remodelers and that type of thing.
Right. Most of these guys are trying to reach their customer base, which would be the general contractors on the builder side.
Sure.
And on the multifamily side, I guess it would be the people that own the apartment complex.
Yep, apartment managers. Yep. Exactly. Yep, mm-hmm. And REITs. And, you know, we've got some national selling programs that we're working on. I know you spoke to Graham and Jay last week. And when we're out promoting these companies to national property management organizations and really talking up these companies, touting the membership and that sort of thing, it's so critical that the members have a website.
So as you got into the session, were there some interesting things that you discovered?
You know, again, this is exciting for me because, you know, we've been talking websites here at Floor Expo now for a number of years. I'm thrilled to see that folks are interested in keywords. Mm-hmm. And those are words that are relevant to their business.
Right.
So we're doing a lot of that. We're adding keywords to websites. One of the things I had folks do, and I think this seems like an elementary exercise, but I had everybody take about a minute and make a list of, you know, anywhere from 5 to 10 things that they felt described their business, whether they were a multifamily flooring contractor or a single family flooring contractor. So make a list of a number of things that you feel like describe your business. And then take that list home. I didn't call on anybody or ask anybody to share anything, but I said take that list back to your business and take a look at your website and see if those things that you wrote are actually incorporated into your website.
So you're helping them with the architecture as far as the menu items and the ability to get through and find the kind of questions that a prospective customer might want to know.
You got it. I feel like it's so important that if it's a service you offer, it had better be on your website.
One of the things that I know you said you had addressed in earlier sessions was this whole search engine optimization. You said something a minute ago about keywords. Your goal is to make sure when a prospect is looking for the type of service that your members offer, that comes up. That's called organic recall, right?
Exactly right.
So how did you help them with that?
Well, what we do is we have a series of worksheets that we've put together here over the last couple of years, and mm-hmm. it's essentially, they're goals worksheets. You know, where would you like to be in your search engine ranking? And part of those documents are listing the types of words that you feel like your customers would search for, which are the types of words that they might associate with your business. And then what we do is I work with a couple of developers here that will go into the website. Mm-hmm. And a lot of this is behind the scenes. Now, there's an awful lot that can be done that you can see on the site in terms of writing content that's relevant. But in terms of the key words. These are buried in the code, but they are essential. I think they're critical to websites.
Did many of these guys pay per click to make sure that they show up?
I have a few that are doing that. There are two off the top of my head that I know are having great success with that. I have a number that experimented with pay-per-click and did not have a good experience, but I do have two, and these particular businesses are both very heavy retail businesses, but they've done a great job with keywords and pay-per-click, and they're having good success. The other thing that I encourage folks to do is use Google Analytics.
Mm-hmm.
This is a free service. And then something called Google Places, and that actually used to be called Google Local Business, but it's where you list your business online, and it's almost like a Yellow Pages listing, and also is free.
It's free service, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Actually, I was talking to somebody recently, and I asked them how much they spent on Yellow Pages, and Yellow Pages has basically been replaced by Google, hasn't it?
Yep, it sure has. I actually had a very similar conversation with somebody. Yeah. That they've just about given up on Yellow Pages.
Well, let's talk about, we have already laid the ground here. This is B2B, and there's always been this interesting conversation around where social media falls into the role of B2B. And is your group have any experience with social media?
Interestingly, there were a number of folks who were at the show in Austin in October of last year who were very excited about social media and Facebook and Twitter in particular, who were going to go ahead and give it a shot, and who now are no longer doing that, which I thought was very very interesting. I do also have a couple folks who are still experimenting with it and trying it. I have yet to hear of anything earth-shattering that's happened in terms of sales or blow the roof off the business.
Right, but, right. Well, would you consider, you know, when you start talking about social media, there's LinkedIn, which might actually qualify in this area. And then I think the ones that are probably less effective would be Facebook or Twitter or YouTube.
Exactly. They call it social media for a reason, and, you know, that's because it's social. So, yeah, Facebook and Twitter in particular, YouTube, and I think I've even heard of a company or two using MySpace, which is primarily for music. But, you know, I had some folks using those mediums, and they just weren't doing the trick. Now, I would never discourage anyone from trying to get business. I think, you know, any way, especially right now in this type of market, any way you get business is great.
Right.
But we have so little time and so little resources, I feel like, to invest in marketing that it's best to invest that time where you know people are going to look.
People who are listening to this may not have met you yet. You definitely are a younger professional in the flooring business. I guess you would fall in the millennium generation. And I think this is a great interview because you come from this younger era, and you agree that social media is, hey, it's not for business to grow business in a B2B environment. Is that right?
I do feel that way. I do, and at the risk of sounding like I'm against Facebook and Twitter in general, I'm not at all, because I am from that generation, and I think they're really fantastic platforms. I just don't think they're right for our businesses. And I would be happy to be proved wrong, you know?
Yeah, right, exactly. You're open-minded.
Right, right. Yeah, absolutely. I think those sites, they're a lot of fun. Uh-huh. But I have yet to see that they've had any sort of significant impact on improving sales in businesses like ours.
Right, exactly. Okay. We've been talking to Allison Ray, who's Director of Marketing with Floor Expo, also known as the FEI Group. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.